to True Crimes. On this podcast, I speak about the most infamous murders that are still remembered as the most horrifying and cold-blooded killings of the century. And as per the title, all of these stories are factual and based on real life. In this episode, we will cover a story that has been the headline for many magazines, as well as having multiple documentaries and books written on the case of Dee Dee Blanchard and her daughter Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Without further ado, let's get into it. Gypsy Rose, who was born in 1991, was raised by Dee Dee Blanchard. They were a mother-daughter duo and the town sweethearts. Gypsy was a very ill child that had been put in a wheelchair and never been out of it since she was 5. The community really embraced him for this, for she was a strict child and her darling mother attended to her 24/7. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina took over Dee Dee and Gypsy's house, leaving them homeless. They were later evacuated to a small town called Springfield, Missouri, where they started their new life. They soon became local celebrities when Gypsy started giving speeches about her condition. When Gypsy was 8 years old, Dee Dee described her as suffering from leukemia and muscular dystrophy. She said she required a wheelchair and a feeding tube. The list of medical problems that Dee Dee stated about her daughter would go on to include seizures, asthma, as well as hearing and visual impairments. However, Gypsy wasn't actually unwell. Her mother had been lying about her symptoms. Experts believe Dee Dee's behavior stemmed from the mental disorder Munich-Cousin syndrome, the believing of factitious disorders imposed on oneself or others. Yet the truth was Gypsy could walk, didn't need a feeding tube, and did not have cancer. Her head was only bald because her mother shaved it. Dee Dee fabricated her daughter's ill health in order to receive attention and sympathy for taking care of a sick child. Dee Dee would stop seeing any doctors who questioned her daughter's conditions. She had some nurse's training so she could accurately describe symptoms, and sometimes gave Gypsy medication to mimic certain conditions. When Gypsy was old enough to talk, Dee Dee instructed her not to volunteer information during their appointments. She was always the one stating Gypsy's fake medical history. As Gypsy grew older, Dee Dee began to lie about her age, going so far as to alter the dates in Gypsy's birth certificate to make her daughter seem younger. But Gypsy was still becoming harder and harder for Dee Dee to control. She became curious about the life outside the pink house she shared with her mother. Gypsy got to the age where she would show interest in different boys and ask for advice. She just wanted to be a regular girl and live a normal life. But her mother did not approve of the girl talk and became even more controlling over Gypsy. In 2011, Gypsy had tried to get away from her mother by running away with the man she had met at a science fiction convention. But Dee Dee soon tracked him down via mutual friends. She convinced the man that Gypsy was a minor, though she was 19 at the time. According to Gypsy, Dee Dee smashed a computer and physically restrained her to her bed after they had returned. Gypsy had also stated her mother would sometimes hit her and deny her food. Gypsy eventually managed to get back online, creating a profile behind her mother's back. She joined a Christian dating site, where she met Nicholas Garjon. The two fell in love and had a secret relationship for 2.5 years. She told him the truth about her mother's actions and ended up asking him to kill Dee Dee so they could be together. On June 14, 2015, police found Dee Dee stabbed to death in their house. No less than 24 hours, Gypsy and her online boyfriend were arrested for her mother's murder. Gypsy pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in July 2016. She is serving a 10-year sentence at Missouri's Correctional Center after a brief trial in November 2018. Garjon was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Gypsy stated in the police reports he came to her house and stabbed Dee Dee while she waited, ears covered, in the bathroom. Dee Dee had been making her daughter pass herself off as younger and pretended to be disabled and chronically ill, subjecting her to unnecessary surgery and medication, as well as controlling her through physical and psychological abuse. The prison I was living in before with my mom was like I couldn't eat, I couldn't walk, I couldn't go outside, I couldn't have friends or anything. Gypsy said, "Over here I feel I'm freer in prison than living with my mom, because now I'm allowed to just live like a normal woman." So a young woman, once seen as a hero for some surviving cancer and other serious illnesses, ended up behind bars for her mother's murder. That's it for today on True Crimes, and next time I see you, we will cover the case of the killer clown and how the butler actually didn't do it this time. Sources for this episode was provided from ABC News and Biography.com. See you next time on True Crimes.